We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, December 13th. The 24th-ranked CU men's basketball team, following two straight losses to number 2 Kansas and Northern Iowa, jump back into the fray tonight, battling in-state rival Colorado State up at Moby Arena in Fort Collins. Tad Boyle's Buffs have spent the past couple of days trying to right the wrongs of the past two games, but now...
Now it's on to CSU, and we know how big this game is in the state, and we know that... Certainly the last 3 or 4 years we've played them, they've played literally their best game of the year, I felt like, at least up until that point, against us. And I know that was the case a couple, 3 years ago for sure. And, so we got to be ready, and we're on the road. These guys have been through it before, we know it, but now it's just a matter of going out and getting it done. The juniors are the only ones that have played up there. You know, the sophomores haven't. We don't have any freshmen, so... You know, we got a veteran team. We know what we're in for.
If the Buffs are going to get back in the win column, they're going to have to contend with the Rams' 6'11" center, Nico Carvacho, who's been a thorn of the side of the Buffs during his career.
Carvacho's a good player, and, you know, he led the country in rebounding last year, something nobody at Colorado's ever done. So Andre, I think, was second. But, yeah, Carvacho's a good player. Not only can he rebound, but he can really score the ball over both shoulders. His post game's gotten better. He's a load down there. We're going to have to – it's going to be not just an individual thing to guard him. It's going to be a team thing. We worked on post defense today. We've worked on post defense, you know, all year. So we do it for guys like this.
So tonight, the Buffs battle in-state rival Colorado State at Moby Arena in Fort Collins. Our coverage in the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 5:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed with a tip-off between the Buffs and Rams at 6. The game can be heard in Denver on 850 KOA. Meanwhile, the CU women's basketball team remains spotless this season, improving to 9-0 last night with a dominating 96-70 victory over the DU Pioneers in the Buffs' last home game of the 2019 calendar year. J.R. Payne's team scored 32 points in the first quarter and had 6 Buffs in double figures, led by Emma Clark's career-high 21 points.
No, that's fantastic. I mean, it's really balanced scoring, you know, to have post players that are scoring inside and they're willing passers, you know, against the double and triple team. They're absolutely willing to feed the ball back out. Really great to see Quinessa, you know, being that aggressive and scoring the ball. So that balance inside out is going to be really good for us if we can keep that going.
CU shot 54% for the game from the field. field and only recorded 14 turnovers in the victory. Next up, the Buffs play UAB in the opening game of the Tulane Classic in New Orleans Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll have the game of the Colorado Basketball Network. And more postseason honors for the Colorado football team. A couple of Buffaloes landing on the Associated Press All Pac-12 second team. Linebacker Nate Lamon and wide receiver Laviska Shenault being honored. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.